We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and well, we're going back to a topic that I started it all out almost 12 plus years ago at Carnegie Mellon University, running the first show, the Total Education Hour, where it was all about education. And my guest, it knows about education, but she connects business and the ROI of it, adding some of her business background into it. So I'm excited to welcome the program, Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones, thanks for stopping by. And you know what? When I think about, we miss the boat in education and the fact we're not looking at the results. We're looking at test scores that don't equate to success after college, right? And that's the biggest problem, right?
Exactly. What we're doing, we are giving students a foundation, but where is that foundation taking them? To no place. So I focus on how we build strong curriculums, K through 12, so students have the option of pursuing the higher order majors. They have the math and science to pursue those majors so they can have the life that they envision. Not wake up in 12th grade and say, I want to be a medical doctor. I want to be an engineer. I want to be an architect. And they have not set the foundation to get there.
So Dr. Jones, when I start thinking about this, the fact is how many school districts across the country do not have high level science programs and mathematics programs? They don't go up into high levels of calculus and they don't go in the high levels of science. How much does that hurt in the process, especially when you're looking at areas that are going to be the best success going on to college and career?
Yes, that is so true. Because in affluent schools, I've worked at affluent schools to the more the socioeconomic challenge schools. And at affluent schools, they will have over 23 to 30 AP dual enrollment type of higher order classes. In the lower socioeconomic, they may have up to 5, but that is not even the case more so.
Yeah.
It's that educational counselors, those who got their degrees in education, really got a social science degree. They did not really learn how to, they didn't take the high order classes a lot of times themselves to even guide the kids in that direction.
To navigate the success, they put roadblocks out there based on background,
yes,
based on specifically just one bad year, and you're put in a track. And you want to kind of eliminate those tracking systems in certain ways that you really want to look at success in a different level, right? When you're trying to create curriculums and develop them so that you're having more kids graduating in the right major so that they can find the right jobs out of college. Right.
Yeah, well, the curriculum is already there. Even at the lower socioeconomic schools, it's already there. Counselors, a lot of people in the school system, they counsel, they teach from their own background, from their limited background. We are to invite the children to take higher order curriculum and
yes,
support them and give them a vision of, if you take this higher order curriculum and we support you, these are the options you have in the future. If you do not, these are also the options. I am so invested in it because my counselor in 11th grade, when she was building my schedule for 12th grade, said, you have enough math, you have enough science, take work experience. That was the worst ever advice I ever got, because she never asked me what major would you like to pursue. I would have said accounting. She would have said, no way, you can't drop math and science. You need math and science, else you will not be able to pursue that major. So I went to college. I struggled. I had to step down from accounting to business economics. Here's where the ROI comes in. By stepping down from accounting to business economics, the mother load of business degrees, I lost at the lowest end of earning potential, $500,000.
Oh,
at the
goodness,
highest, 1.5 million in earning potential. Because my counselor did not ask me what major I would like to pursue in college, to retroactively build my schedule to make sure that I am able to make it through that major.
Why are guidance counselors not looking as much at the athletics or looking at more of the specific, just of scheduling it for teachers, the schedules, building the schedules in high school?
Well, first of all, when you go through K through 12 education, then you go for an education major that doesn't teach pedagogy. how to teach the learner how to learn and does not focus in subject matter where they're coming out. If you're going to teach English, math, or history, you need to take at least 8 classes in college of that curriculum. So they're getting a behavioral major. Then they're going to college and doing counseling. They're right. Not really understanding pedagogy. They're not really understanding scheduling. So that what they bring to the table is limited. So they limit our children. So they do not focus. They don't even know what return on your investment is. They tell the kids, you could take basket weaving and you'll become a rocket scientist. No.
It's more talking about their feelings versus looking at specifically enough success in life. You need counselors as better as coaches, business coaches, but in a way, career coaches. We're missing the colleges too. Our college career counselors are not looking at specifically enough the ROI of what major, what things. Oh, we looked at your thing, but not asking and understanding those things. And that goes back to how do you fix that? If you're already identifying the problem, Dr. Jones, how do you fix the problem? How do you fix the problem to get better guidance counselors that are not so stuck into, I have to create a schedule and I'm going to just listen instead of really advise them? How do we get better prepared counselors to guide students to success?
It starts with the curriculum at the college level of teaching. Counselors usually come from teachers. Teachers have to have built into their curriculum. I looked at curriculums from junior college to Stanford University. If you look at education, it's all behavioral, psychology, sociology. We've got to put more pedagogy in there. We have to put more subject matter, learning of the teachers. And we have to have more counselors that went outside of K through 12, worked in other arenas, came and could bring that knowledge back into the school system to guide students. We have too many social science guidance counselors and teachers, and we need more concrete educators. We need more concrete professionals so they could come back into the school system and offer children a better worldview of what it takes to make out there, to make it out there.
Got it. So the best place people can connect with you and learn more about you, Dr. Jones, is go where?
Is please go to askdrjones.net.com as a medical doctor, askdrjones.net, and you could definitely connect with me there. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Jones. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.